and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, everyone, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Well, good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit, Thursday morning. It's October the 10th.
How are you?
I don't know. I'm never sick. So I want to be done with being sick, and yeah. I'm not sure that I'm done with it.
Yeah, I can still kind of see you have a little bit of a glassy eye.
Yeah, I'm puffy and all that stuff.
I didn't notice you being puffy.
I'm puffy. Okay. I can tell when I'm puffy.
Okay, well, I can't tell that.
Because I hate it. So I debated just staying home.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
If I can't reduce my puff, I'm staying home.
Yeah, I get it.
So, yeah.
I won't let anyone see you today.
Oh, my gosh, please. I got sick on Monday night. I was watching WWE about 8:30, and I thought I had indigestion. And then it ended up not being indigestion. Because it felt like something was just sitting on my stomach.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't feel right. And, oh, stop. You know, is what I heard. I'm like, no, I'm going to be sick. And then the next day I wake up, and it's like 100 fever and all that stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I think I might have it today, which means I'm probably still contagious.
Well, great.
So just a heads up, you might get sick.
Great, thanks.
So, and like from Monday, yeah, no
Where's
joke.
Where's our Lysol?
Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, I slept a ton, right?
Gosh.
And like slept all the time, and it was wonderful.
Well, it's all you want to do when you're sick because you hurt. So you're like, if I can just knock myself out and stay asleep, it'd be great.
And that's what I did up until last night when I tried to go to bed about 10.
Aww.
And I couldn't sleep at all. I was up every 20 minutes. And I was having these crazy dreams, and I can't remember any of them specifically, but it was like every 20 minutes I was up looking at the clock. I'm like, oh, of all the times for me to have a bad night's sleep, yep. It's right before I go back to work.
Right, of course.
So here we go. We're going to get back into the grind, I guess. It's Thursday morning, and we're ready for the show.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the year was 2002, and Tracy Byrd had the number one song in country music on this day.
After round 7, or was it 8?
What I felt like.
10 rounds with Jose Cuervo. I lost count and started counting again.
You know what's funny about being sick, though? You start questioning everything in your life. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to have a drink again. I don't think I'm ever going to have bad food again.
Right.
I want to be healthy, as healthy as I can possibly be. And as soon as I felt good, hey, let's go get some food to eat. So, will you take my temperature?
Sure.
Do you have anything today? Do you have a thermometer?
No, but I've got like the mom hand.
All right, I'll need the mom hand in a second because I can't stay here if I have a fever.
Okay.
Okay? So we'll do that on the air coming up in a few.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Your morning show is back. We're happy to be back together. Even though Kelly just gave me the fever test.
The mom hand test.
Yeah. And your response to me was what?
You have fever.
I do, right?
Now I'm sitting in this box of germs.
It's a tiny little room with very little ventilation. I might as well
sit over there
and breathe on her. So how long can we make it today?
I don't know. That's for you to decide.
Do you think there's a station thermometer?
No.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine though?
Oh.
Like we'd be the place that would have the station thermometer, but not the covers. Everybody would just be using it.
Right.
Ugh. So I do want to share with you something that's really gross about me being sick.
Oh, I can't wait.
So Monday night, I decide to have a dinner. Kai picks dinner, and it's one of my favorites, one of Kai's favorites, one of my mom's favorites. And the reason I've always loved it was because it was one of my dad's favorites.
Okay.
Right? So my mom used to make this for my dad. So it's all excited. We do clam spaghetti. Okay. You know where this is going, right?
Mm-hmm.
So clam spaghetti is like a clam sauce. Like a soup, and then minced clams over noodles with cheese. I promise it's good. It sounds awful. But at this point, and I had to tell my mom yesterday, I don't know if I'll ever be able to have that meal again.
Really?
Because that's the one. That was the last thing I ate before
the event.
Before, yeah,
the big
everything
event.
Came back out.
Oh, my goodness.
So imagine the first time it's bad. Like, you know, it's like, ugh, this is really gross.
Yeah.
But the more often you do that
mm-hmm.
and the more of it you see the return of.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not the most appetizing thing to think about this morning.
Right.
But I'm telling you, when you see minced clams on the return.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
The word minced clams.
I I don't know if I'll ever be able to eat them again. And literally, it ruined one of my favorite meals. Like, why couldn't it ruin a meal that I don't like?
Right.
Like, ruin something that's Leslie's favorite. You know? I don't care if I ever eat that again. But don't ruin something I like.
Well, did anyone else get sick?
No, so I started thinking maybe the clam had gone bad.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing worse than a bad clam.
Not right? Definitely.
Because, like, you don't want seafood that's gone rotten.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants that?
I know.
I don't.
Me either.
Yeah, but nobody else got sick. So it wasn't wasn't the clam's fault. I can't blame the clam. I just can tell you I don't know if I'll ever have minced clams again. Mm. And I would imagine there's a large percentage of you who have never had minced clams in the first place.
And now we never want to.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
So Gotcha Gossip on Rihanna, who says that she was actually offered the Super Bowl before J-Lo and Shakira.
Really?
Yeah, the story is that she felt she would be going against everything that she stands for if she took that. And she thought, what do I really benefit by doing that show? Because typically the artist doesn't get paid.
Right.
They get the big platform and 110 million people watching them, and they can promote whatever they want to promote. But, you know, she says it kind of would have felt like she was not being true to herself and her fans if she were to do the Super Bowl. So she says she turned it down.
So Jennifer Aniston has never made a comic book movie, and that's probably because that's not her favorite type of movie. She's made her name on TV. You know, she was Rachel Green in Friends. But she went through a moment where she was on the big screen. She had several movies out, like romantic comedies out, but that's kind of tapered off. But she's been promoting her new series called The Morning Show, which I'm very excited about. And she vented her frustration that there's not very much variety in the theaters these days. She says that it's changed so much. She says she would love to have an era of Meg Ryan type movies come back, you know, the romantic comedies. She said, I'd love to go into a movie theater, sit cozy, get some popcorn, and watch a good romantic comedy. But until she lands one of those, we are going to get to see her in the morning show. That's going to have her, Steve Carell, Reese Witherspoon in it. Basically, it's a show where her character, she's a news anchor, and she's having to fight to keep her job at the network. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really good. It's going to start November 1st on Apple Plus streaming service.
That's coming quick. Mm-hmm. That's one of those teaser type deals that I saw. I was like, you know what? I want to watch that show. Also, Gotcha Gossip on Riverdale. So for those of you who saw it last night, it sounds like the show is a very touching tribute to Luke Perry, who was Fred on Riverdale. Now, for those of you who haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil it for you. I've never seen an episode of the show, but just a heads up, everything I've read about this says it was so strong and emotional the whole way through, and a perfect tribute to Luke Perry, who passed away this year. It might be worth going out of your way to check out. Because what happens on the show is the characters, in a way, get to say goodbye to the character that was on the show, but at the same point, they get to say goodbye to the actor who shared the set with them on Riverdale. So that's out, and a lot of people are talking about that this morning. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we Gotcha Gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So 38-year-old Jessica got pulled over in northern Arkansas for an expired registration. So she also didn't have insurance and was driving on a suspended license, and she kept pleading with the cop not to tow her car. Well, it turned out that that was the least of her problems, because while the cops were talking to her, they noticed that she had a small white bow in her hair.
Aww.
Well, the bow was actually a bag of meth.
Oh.
There was a pink rubber band around the middle, which gave the bag a bow shape, and it was attached to her hair with a bobby pin.
It's terrible.
She claimed she didn't know what it was and that someone else put it there.
Oh, yes.
But she also had multiple bags of meth in her purse, so that story really didn't, you know, make sense. But she's facing charges for possession of meth with intent to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving on a suspended license, and driving without insurance.
All right.
But speaking of driving without insurance, do you know what kind of car a snake drives?
Ooh, I have no idea. What type is it?
An Anaconda. My Anaconda.
I am done today.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a heads up, if I don't sound myself today, it's because I don't think I'm well.
I think that you still may be a little under the weather.
I do believe I am. But I thought this morning when I woke up, I was just tired.
Yeah.
And then when I got in the car and I realized, hey, it's kind of cool outside.
Mm-hmm.
Why is my face on fire? Then I realized that maybe I have a fever.
You still have a fever.
But I don't have a traveling thermometer.
Yeah.
So I have no way of telling other than going and having people feel me.
Right.
Thus far this morning, I've had Kelly feel of me and Michael Steele has felt me.
Yep. And we both think that you're a little warm.
Yeah. You both think I have fever. So I've gone across the street and I found medication. We'll just see if I am able to survive
this. It's been in there since 1970.
I didn't check the dates. We're not sure on the effectiveness. But I do, you know, like when you're getting over something, I don't know if I had like a flu or just a virus or a stomach thing or what.
Yeah.
But like throughout the day yesterday, I kept thinking I'm better. I told you guys, I think I'm better. I'm ready to come back to work. I hate to miss.
That's what happens when you're sick. You go through little spurts of your body feels like it's getting better. And you're like, oh yeah, I can go out and do this or I can do this. And then you do it. And then all of a sudden it's back.
Right. And this morning so far, I've already had two big jugs of Gatorade.
Yeah. You've been chugging a lot.
I'm trying to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
It's very important. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you get sick, don't blame me.
Yeah, thanks.
So just so you know, if you're listening to the radio, you won't get sick because I'm on the radio.
Oh, thank you so much for explaining that. Your germs won't go through the airwaves.
Typically, it doesn't happen like that, which is good news. Just a heads up, right?
Yeah.
Halloween's right around the corner, 21 days away. That is 3 weeks. Be kind of scary for a Halloween story, you think?
No, I like it.
But I don't have a scary story.
Oh.
Like, this is good if it's going to be, oh, somebody went out and... Rah! Maybe if I want to do fun Halloween, it should be this one.
He did the Monster Mash.
This reminds me more of you.
Thank you. He did the mash. Was this guy bald?
I think so.
What about the day you called me Uncle Fester?
That was funny.
Hilarious.
You just needed one of those light bulbs.
Yep. I was trying to change a light bulb, and she called me Uncle Fester. Told me to check it with my mouth. That would be a good costume for me, though, right?
Yeah, it would be good.
No, he was on the Addams Family.
That's right.
Not good times. So anyway, there was a deal talking about...
That was a horrible bad joke. Try to keep going like it was cool.
There was a story out about the number of people who have bought Halloween stuff just for social media. Like people who do it, like, I don't really want to use this. I'm not really going to use this anything outside of posting it on my social media. The millennials do it the most. Almost half of millennials have bought stuff just for a social media post for Halloween.
Wow.
Like they didn't wear it to a party. They didn't wear it trick-or-treating. They just bought it so they could post it on their social
media. That's a lot of work.
They say that, again, millennials, it's basically the years, because I had to look it up, 1981 to 1996 millennials, right? Gen Z is 97 on, and about 40% of those have done the same thing.
Hmm.
Now, kind of our deal, I don't know if you know this, we're Gen X, 65 to 80, only 30%. But man, the millennials are all about it. Man. More than half are going to, or right around half are going to go out there and buy something just so they can post it. Now, I can see us doing that maybe, but I don't know.
Well, for the show maybe, but not just to go do it.
But that's what we'd call it.
Yeah. Oh,
we're doing it for the show.
Right.
Most popular costumes according to Google this year, the clown is number one.
Great. I'll see a bunch of those in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Now, if you see one this week, you might want to be even more scared. They say a witch is number two, and I appreciate the fact you dressed up today.
You're so funny.
Spider-Man number three, a dinosaur, again, doubling up on the costumes today. Descendants. Descendants is really big this year. Those costumes are cute, too.
Does your son have his costume picked out yet?
No, we haven't, because he wants to be something scary. And he doesn't want it to be like a brand name thing. Because I thought he'd go Fortnite, which is on the list of the top 10 costumes. But he wants something like, you know, he's 10. He wants blood and guts.
Scary, right, yeah.
Chucky from Child's Play is still big. Anything from the 80s, which is so old. And then unicorns are big as well. Couple costumes. Lilo and Stitch, Bonnie and Clyde, Cosmo and Wanda from the Fairly Odd Parents.
I remember them.
I have no idea what that is. Cheech and Chong and Adam and Eve. We should go as that.
Yes.
Would that be weird?
Yes.
If we have a Friday tailgate at right around Halloween, you and I will go as Adam and Eve.
That's funny.
What would that costume look like? Is it just a leaf?
Wait.
Yeah, leaf me out of that.
Never mind. Oh, my God.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My name's Brandon. Her name's Kelly. I believe I have a fever this morning.
You do. I can see it from here.
I came back to work, and I don't think I'm fully prepared. So, just a heads up, Kelly's going to be off the rest of the week.
Yep.
Because, again, we're in this tiny little, tiny little room. Is there any ventilation in here at all?
I don't think so. I do have this little heater going.
Oh, that's good.
That's for you, because you're sick.
Oh, that's great. Go ahead and bake in the disease.
Bake in the disease. Ew.
I'm not even sure what I have. I can just tell you I thought it was food poisoning for a second, and I don't think it is.
No, yeah, I did too until your wife told me that they didn't get sick.
Yeah, we all ate the same thing. And then I heard the stomach virus is going around. But I felt better yesterday until this morning.
That's what happens.
That's what happens when I get back to work. I start feeling sick again. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Thursday, October the 10th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Tracy Shoemaker of Jonesboro, who celebrates a birthday today. Amy Holtz of Jonesboro celebrating a birthday, so happy birthday. Star Zane of Jonesboro, Wendy Prater of Jonesboro celebrates today. Jesse Moore of Pocahontas, we have Sarah Rainwater of Brooklyn. We have Wes Brown from Batesville celebrating a birthday today. Haynes Ragsdale of Wynn, Robert Poole from Hoxie, Mark Coleman of Corning is 37, Molly Fowler of Jonesboro turns 12 today, and one more that just came in.
This one just came in. Emma Williams turns 12 today as well.
And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Amy Teagarden is 30. That's Julie on Friday Night Lights. Dan Stevens is 37. That's The Beast in Emma Watson's Beauty and the Beast. Maya is 40. She's an R&B singer, and she was in this song right here.
That song featured half of everybody.
I know.
But Maya was in there too. Happy birthday to Maya, who turns 40 today.
Dale Earnhardt is Jr. is 45. Of course, NASCAR star. Sorry. Mario Lopez is 46. That was A.C. Slater on Saved by the Bell.
Yep.
And Brett Favre is 50. David Lee Roth is 65 today.
Van Halen. We also have this one. David Lee Roth, Van Halen, 65 years old today.
And Tanya Tucker is 61 today.
Oh, let's do some Tanya Tucker.
Well, it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late.
Yeah. To do the right thing now. What about maybe this one?
Like two sparrows in a hurricane.
Do you remember it?
Trying to find their way. With a head full of dreams and faith that can move anything.
Happy birthday to Tanya Tucker, who is 61 years old today.
So love me like you used to. Our love was brand new. And darling, when we're through, you can love me again.
Happy birthday, Tanya Tucker, 61 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for having us on this morning. My name's Brandon. Her name's Kelly. She looks like a superstar today.
I do.
Well, it's because you have stars all over your shirt.
I do have stars. I'm a star.
Is that a Macho Man Randy Savage authentic sweatshirt?
It is not, but if it looks like it, then I'm in good company.
Well, I was thinking it's kind of cool if you wore that today.
Oh.
You know, knowing I've been out sick, you try to come in with a wrestling reference.
Yeah, that's it. Well, how does it make you feel?
You're such a great friend, man. Such a great friend.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we love it when new music is coming out, and it just so happens that we have a whole bunch of new music to give you a preview on today. So Sam Hunt has new stuff. It's been forever since we've had new stuff from Sam Hunt. He's been teasing a new song on his social media called Kinfolks, and this is what it sounds like.
I want to introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I want to introduce you to my kinfolks.
I like it.
It sounds very Sam Hunt.
And again, it's been a while since we've had new stuff from Sam Hunt. So Kinfolks supposed to come out later on today. How would you say that?
Kinfolks.
That's not, am I too proper
kinfolks.
With that? He's not saying Kinfolks, is he?
Kinfolks.
Who is your insurance agent?
Kinfolks.
Moving on.
All right. So Miranda Lambert has new music as well. She released a song. It's called Tequila Does, and here's what it sounds like.
Cause he don't love me like tequila does. Nobody can. He don't give me that border town buzz like tequila does.
That song's up on the blog if you want to check it out.
Yeah, and it's also going to be on her new album, Wild Card, which is going to be out November 1st.
Luke Combs has new stuff out. It's called What You See Is What You Get.
I'm a straight shooting, beer drinking, rule breaking. Don't think I won't take a good thing too far. I'm a midnight backsliding, getaway car driving, running away with your heart. I guess be careful what you wish for is all I meant. What you see is what you get.
You can check out all of this new music on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog today. And there's even one more that I think will have a lot of people excited.
Yeah, there's a really cool story out on Tim McGraw. And you may know who Blanco Brown is from this song right here.
Just follow after me. Yeah. Gonna do the two-step and cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it.
I hear this all the time. He's playing it on YouTube in the living room.
It's everywhere. But recently, Tim McGraw saw a story about Blanco growing up in Atlanta. And basically, Blanco used to be this big Tim McGraw fan. And his favorite song that he remembers hearing for the first time was Don't Take the Girl.
Yeah.
Well, they found out that their paths were going to cross in Australia. And this is the result.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing. When he was 8 years old, little girl came through the front gate holding a fishing pole. And his dad looked down and smiled, said, "We can't leave her behind."
I love the song.
Son, I know you don't want her to go. Someday you'll change your mind. And Johnny said,
take Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson, take my best friend Bo.
That's Blanco.
Take anybody that you want, as long as you don't go. Take any boy in the world, daddy, please.
It's a really neat performance.
Yeah, we have it up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Again, the chance to win $1,000 at the Cornhole Classic is coming up. And again, a few spots left if you want to get signed up, put a team together.
That's going to be such a beautiful day.
Yeah. Kfine.com to find out more information about that. Will you do a fever check? I need a fever check.
Hang on.
All right, hang on. Because Kelly is, of all people I know, she is a mother. She's very motherly. Do I still have a fever?
You do have fever. I'm serious.
Still?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So the Tylenol that I took from across the street might have been expired.
Well, Wait, what time did you take it?
Like what, 6:15? Because yeah. I thought I knew I was dragging this morning until I got in my car. Then I realized, wait, I think I have a fever still.
And we have the heater on and you've been kind of getting chilly, right?
Yeah. My eyes feel puffy and baggy and stuff like that. Again, if you missed it this morning, let me appetize you. I thought I had food poisoning for a second because I was.
Let me tell them what you ate. We all thought he had food poisoning because he ate clam spaghetti.
And it sounds
you
bad.
You deserve to throw up.
But here's what it is. It's noodles and it's clam sauce, white clam sauce, and minced clams.
Gee, that makes it sound so much better.
With a little bit of shredded cheese on top.
Put some cheese on it.
When I say it, it sounds bad, but it tastes so good the first time. And then at about 3 o'clock in the morning, as it's trying to exit, right. Not the best.
That's bad.
I had to break it to my mother. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to eat that again.
Because that was your dad's favorite dish, right?
My dad's favorite food. My mom used to make that for my dad when my dad was alive. My dad passed away when I was 2, so it was like 79. So forever, it's kind of been, I like that food because my dad liked it. Yeah. And Kai liked it, which I thought was cool because my dad liked it. And
yep.
Now I've ruined it.
You're done.
I'm not exactly sure what it was.
If we invited you over this weekend and I had clam spaghetti.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
There's no way. And that's what's so crazy about it. Like something you like so much when you've had that experience with it. You're like, I don't think I can do this again. Yeah. I have another thing I was thinking about because I thought it was better last night, right? I told everybody I'm coming back to work. And I'm just tired of sitting at home. Because those days at home, like, it's funny on the weekend when you have stuff that you can be doing, they fly by.
Yeah.
But when you're sick and you're confined to a bed and you really don't feel like getting up.
It's bad.
They're forever. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like it should have been 8 o'clock at night and it was only 10 o'clock yesterday in the morning.
Oh.
And I'm like, this has been the longest day ever. But last night, me and Kai decided, I'm trying to get out to make sure I feel better. We're going to go and pick up some food. So I go through a drive-thru. And I have this big concern with one of the places that I'm going to. And it's not really questioning the quality of food, but it is questioning where the food comes from, because I know it's a big trend in fast food to go with these plant-based burgers.
Okay, yeah.
It's a big deal. Everybody wants to be there first, right?
Right.
Because it's such a big deal about it. Are you going to be vegan? Are you going to be all these different things? So when I see this at one of the restaurants that I was at last night, which we had a great meal from, I see the plant-based burger, and it looks just like the regular burger.
Mm.
And then in my mind, I start thinking, what if we've been eating the plant burger the whole time?
And no one told us?
And nobody would know because they look the same. So as I'm showing it to Kai, I'm like, Kai, that's it. And he's like, Dad, that's not it. That looks like a real beef hamburger. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Kai, that's what's crazy about it.
Did you order it?
I didn't try it. Hmm. But I almost would like for somebody to bring us one, like side by side. And don't tell me which one is which.
And take bites of either to see if you can decide.
Because what if you can't taste the difference?
Well, then you should just eat the vegan one, right?
I don't know. Should you?
I don't know.
Or are you lacking more protein? I'm not real educated on all the benefits of that, even though right. when I see people who are vegan, I'm like, I should be vegan.
Like Carrie Underwood?
Yes, I should be vegan. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty crazy because these burgers look just like the beef burger.
I'll have to try one.
Will you do it before I do it?
Yeah.
Just let me know? Mm-hmm. And maybe if you don't have them side by side, you'd never know. But then it just goes to show you, like, well, wait a minute. What if we've been eating vegan stuff all along and we didn't even know it? We thought it was beef.
There's a chance that happens a lot more than we think.
Isn't that crazy?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was just talking to a coworker and they said, you don't really sound like yourself today.
Well, then you asked her to check your fever and she wouldn't.
No, I don't understand why people are afraid to touch me today.
Well, they just have to use Germex.
I just want everyone who comes to work to feel me and see if I have a fever.
Right.
Especially the females. It was kind of weird when Michael Steele did that.
Yeah, and he did it with his forearm.
Oh, come here. Come here.
Yeah.
It's like, don't do that, please. Mm-hmm. You have to sift through hair to get to his skin.
Sift.
Hey, today is World Mental Health Day, so today we should all pay attention to our mental health and think about things that affect our mental health and try to find ways to maybe work through issues that we may have.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be honest, everybody has something.
Correct.
It's different levels, different degrees of mental health and mental illness, but I think we all have little things that would drive us crazy, little tics, little things that might affect us. So World Mental Health Day. They also talk about things that give us anxiety. I thought this was interesting because the number one thing out of this survey that says that people say they get anxiety from and because of is work. That's number one on the list. So if you say that 50% of people basically have said that work is what causes them to have anxiety, we have to go to work.
Definitely.
And sometimes you think, oh, if I just change jobs, change something else, but there's probably going to be different stresses everywhere you go, right? Work is stressful. It's such an important part of our lives.
Even if you love it, it's stressful.
Yeah, because it's so important. It is what we basically take care of our entire lives and family with. Right? And even if you're, because I think some people have this idea, well, if I just own my own business, it'd be all easy. I've heard you say a thousand times, that's not the case.
No, not the case at all.
Okay, the other things that cause a lot of people to have anxiety, maybe things that we can work on, either trying to get over them or maybe not doing them as often or putting ourselves into these situations. Number two, social gatherings.
Definitely.
Do you have anxiety with that?
Sometimes. Depends on where it is, but yes.
Money.
Ugh, yeah.
I think everybody, unless you're real loaded, you have issues with that. Health issues.
Yeah.
I've been pretty lucky to not have to deal with a lot of those. Conflict with others causes a lot of anxiety. Meeting new people can cause anxiety. I think I get that sometimes. And it's never like I can never tell you exactly why or with who. But just like some things, different settings, something like that. Politics, your significant other causes stress and anxiety. What?
Why'd you pause?
I'm just wondering. Public speaking or performing could cause anxiety and large crowds.
Yeah.
As I go through and look at all this stuff, look how many of these affect what we do.
Yeah, I know.
Work, social gatherings, meeting new people, public speaking, large crowds.
We better just get over it.
No wonder I'm riddled with anxiety.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're over here still debating these vegan plant burgers.
Yeah, he shows me a picture and he's like, just look at it. Look at it. It looks just like beef. Like, how do you know that what we're eating that they say is beef is really beef?
Right, or any of it.
Anything that we eat.
I don't know if this is real chicken. Just because you threw some bones around, it doesn't mean that's real chicken. I've been to a chicken place that I didn't think I was eating real chicken before.
Yes, I have too.
And you're like, this can't be real.
Yeah.
Doesn't even taste real.
I want to get one. I think we should get one and try it.
We'll want to do it sometime. I don't know. I don't really feel my best today.
Well, maybe we need to wait till you're not sick.
Yeah.
And wait, you don't have fever.
Right. And everybody's nervous because I have fever, except for Kelly.
Everyone's making me stay in here with you. I am your one true friend.
No, the truth is you want a break from work too, so you just want to get sick.
Breathe on me.
It's like she stays so busy between here and the karate studio, she's dying to get ill.
Go ahead and cough.
Is that the deal?
That's it.
I mean, other people won't even walk into the room.
Right. And I'm just hanging out.
Yep, just sitting
in the sickness.
So my wife took advantage of me while I've been sick, and I didn't know how to take this. Because I'm kind of like the proud grocery store guy, Mr. Bargain.
You are the one that normally goes, and normally I hear about it the next day if your wife goes to the store of any kind.
I like to ban her from the store because what happens is she goes in there and she buys all this stuff, spends more money than I spend. And then I'm like, what did you buy to make for dinner? Well, I thought you would do that. What do you mean? Well, I said for kind of breakfast and lunch and snacks and I get this. She gets all this different stuff and there's nothing to eat for dinner. The most expensive meal.
So then you
got
to go out to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb. And she spent more money. So I wake up from a nap trying to sleep off whatever I have. And she tells me that she's so excited.
Yeah.
Because she's ordered our groceries to be delivered.
Oh, I love that. It makes it so much easier. That's so sweet of her. What?
I don't know if I'm a big fan of the idea. And maybe I'm just old school going to the store guy.
Why?
I don't know. It's like people coming to our house. I don't have pizza delivered to my house.
Well, so when they bring the groceries,
I make her go to the door.
Do they come in and just bring the groceries in?
I have to
clean my house before they came over to bring my groceries in.
I assume they have to walk in.
I would die. I'd be like, sorry.
So
could you leave everything at the door, please?
Like legit. I guess they walked in. I don't know. Maybe we'll call my wife.
So yeah. So whenever you wake up, your groceries are there. That's the sweetest thing.
I left.
Your wife is always... thinking about making sure that you're okay.
No, she just didn't want to have to go to the store.
She was taking care of her sickly elderly husband.
Store. That's not funny. Take it back.
Hello.
Hey, did that grocery guy...
Good morning, beautiful. Oh. That's what you know.
Hello?
Oh, I was going to sing to you, Leslie.
Hey.
Hmm.
Well, glad you're in a good mood already.
I said hello twice.
Huh?
I was actually singing to you, but he didn't have my mic on. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
Good morning, beautiful.
Oh, I love you.
You don't say that to me. Way to send me to work with a fever this morning.
Your husband has a fever.
I'm pretty sure I told my husband to stay home.
Well, I'm afraid I'll get fired if I don't come to work.
Oh, yeah.
This is all about job security.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I do believe I have a fever.
So go to work and spread your germs.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
That's what our people have been saying.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spread them to everybody.
Well,
I'm just trying to get out of work, Leslie.
Hey, we were talking about the fact that you did the whole grocery order thing.
Yes.
I knew
that's awesome.
The store was so much for you that you had to bring him home.
I hate grocery shopping.
But let me ask you this. When the person showed up at the house, did they walk into the house?
No.
So what do you do? How does that exchange?
Well, you can track their car on your phone, actually, and see where they are.
Okay.
And they tell you what they're driving. And he just pulled up in the driveway and started loading my groceries.
What a diva.
It is not a diva.
Can I help you? And he said, no, we're actually not allowed to let y'all help. So I sat here and watched him put the groceries on the front porch.
That sounds amazing.
That's not kind of bad.
So he put them on the front porch, and then what do?
I said, do you accept tips? And he said, yes. So I tipped him, and he left.
What did you tip them?
$3.
What was our fee to have the groceries delivered?
$7.95.
So basically $11 is what you spent in extra.
Because you were sick and she was trying to do something to help you out.
No, that's not true.
Also, I go to the store, I spend way more than $11 picking up random crap I don't even need.
Well, great
point, Brandon.
But you could have bought a sirloin or something. Or maybe a ribeye.
I'm not allowed to do that. Too expensive.
You've got rules for her, Brandon?
No, I don't. That
she's
is
not
dumb.
Allowed?
She's making stuff up. She's trying to put on a show.
No.
Whatever.
Will you stop putting on a show in front of everybody?
Uh-huh.
And I'm afraid.
But if I send them a picture, hey, can I buy this great value water? Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. The reason it's called great value is because it's a great value.
That's really?
Yeah, it's it.
You're going to let the name get you like that?
That's what it is. You have 40 bottles.
Are you sure you have a fever?
I think I'm delirious today. I've struggled all day.
Yeah, he was really sick.
Yeah. All right, I got to go. Will you stop bothering me?
You're the one that
work?
Called her.
He does this every time.
Oh, tell
I've got to go.
Hang on. Tell Kelly about your dream.
Oh, my God.
No, the one you can talk about.
What?
Are
you talking about the one with Jana Kramer?
Yeah, tell her about that.
Oh, Leslie.
It was horrible. So we had, because all I hear about is, you want to go meet Jana Kramer this weekend? So I had a dream that we did. And,
I got oh my God.
Turn it off. I'm not going to finish it.
Okay.
So then I looked over and they're laying beside each other. And she looks over at me and says, he's making this very uncomfortable.
That's like, so real life.
I know, right?
That's so strange.
So
why would I go to a meet and greet and lay down? I hope it rains. That makes no sense.
Maybe I'm hanging up now.
So how did it end?
I don't remember. I just remember you were looking at me almost like, go away.
Jana probably got up and rolled her eyes.
And I was looking at you like, what are you doing? And she looked at me and whispered, he's making this very awkward. Why you wanna
show up in an old t-shirt? Now I'm sweating. I gotta go.
He's breaking his fever now.
Yeah, I don't even know what's happening. Yes. Oh, sorry. I hung
you
up.
You hung up
no,
on
I didn't.
Her.
I didn't. She's still there.
You did. I'm still here.
Okay.
Dang it. All right. I got to go. I love you.
Okay.
Love Bye.
You. See you later.
Bye.
Hey, will you bring a thermometer?
You can just.
No. Hello?
Hello.
Bring me the one for my forehead or my mouth, please. Love you.
Oh, my God. Goodbye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on the Super Bowl halftime performance. So we know it's now going to be Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. It's a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pepsi announces the halftime performers, and that was a big popular discussion on the day of the big announcement. But now we know somebody else who was offered that role and turned it down. Like, what celebrity is big enough and powerful enough and so strong-willed that they would turn down the Super Bowl? The biggest performance of the year. 110 to 120 million people watching. Rihanna is who turned that down. She said she felt when they offered that to her that she would be not being true to herself if she did it. She would be going against her own values, and she would be doing it just for the exposure. And she said she couldn't live with herself if she were to go and do that. So Rihanna says that she was offered the Super Bowl, and she turned it down.
Got you gossip on Jennifer Aniston. So she made her name on TV as Rachel Green on Friends, but she went through a moment where she was on the big screen as well. She had a lot of comedies and romantic comedies at one time, but it's kind of tapered off. She's been out promoting her new series called The Morning Show, and she vented her frustration that there isn't much variety in theaters these days. She says, it's changed so much. I wish that, you know, we could just have an era like where Meg Ryan, where she did all those rom-com type movies. She said, I wish that we could do that again. I would love to go to the movie theater, sit there with a blanket and popcorn and just watch a rom-com, but that doesn't happen a lot anymore. So until she lands another one of those, we do have The Morning Show to look forward to. It stars Jennifer, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell, and it's basically where her character, a news anchor, has to fight to keep her job after a big network shakeup.
Yeah.
So The Morning Show series starts November 1st on Apple Plus streaming service.
And Gotcha Gossip on Riverdale. That was a big trending topic this morning. If you remember, Luke Perry, before he passed away, was one of the characters on Riverdale. He was one of the dads. Fred, right?
Yes.
So, Luke passed away in real life, and Riverdale had to essentially wrap up that storyline. And they did that on last night's episode, which everything that I've read, I won't give any spoilers on how they did it, but it was very emotional, probably even more emotional than you would imagine if you followed Luke's career. And during the show, you saw the characters on the screen say goodbye to the Luke Perry character. But a lot of people thought that the real actors were also saying their goodbyes to the real person.
Mm.
So a lot of people were saying that it was really well done, super emotional. Riverdale fans will surely want to check it out. And fans of Luke Perry who might not have checked out Riverdale might want to look at it as well, because they said it was a really strong episode last night. And of course, every morning here on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The average American, check out this stat. The average American eats meals 387 times alone each year.
Really?
But I mean, you think about it. If you eat three meals per day.
Okay. So even at your house. So you don't mean like going out to eat, eating by yourself.
No, yeah, I think that.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I mean, that's a lot of times to go out to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, I can beat that, but.
Yeah.
Okay, so the average person, the average American eats 387 meals alone each year. But the wild thing about it is that most of us don't feel like we're alone if we have our phone.
Actually, yeah, I can see that.
So, like, in years past, there's no way I would have gone into a restaurant and sat down.
Right? Correct.
No way.
I'm the exact same way, or used to be.
But I did this just a couple weeks ago. I was out of town, and I was like, you know, I think I'm going to go in this place. I'm going to get on their Wi-Fi because it was a national place. I know it's going to have good Wi-Fi. I can play on my phone a little bit and eat my meal and all that kind of stuff. I didn't feel that weird.
But it's because you're in a different city.
Maybe because of that, too.
Like here in Jonesboro, would you just go to a restaurant and sit and eat by yourself?
You don't think so?
I don't think you would.
You don't think?
No, because I can see you being like, why would I go in eat? I just want to get my food and go.
I can just drive home. Yeah, maybe that makes sense.
Yeah.
But more people feel like they're not alone if they have their phone with them.
There's always something to do and check.
Yeah, and I get that, which is kind of crazy. There's also a deal talking about teenagers' favorite restaurants to go to, fast food restaurants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or any restaurant, I guess, in general, as I look through this list. What do you think is number one with teenagers?
For my kids, gosh, I'm going to say...
I'll tell you this. It's a fast food restaurant.
Burger King.
No.
Oh.
Number one with teenagers, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So they say number two is Starbucks, number three, McDonald's, number four is not fast food, but Olive Garden, then number five is Taco Bell.
Really?
But Chick-fil-A wins as far as teenagers are concerned about what they choose when they're going out to eat.
I see that.
And I can tell you both times, because Kai and Leslie had to get food for Kai twice on Tuesday, he had Chick-fil-A for lunch and for dinner.
I mean, when it's good, it's good.
I guess.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We mentioned the food truck fest coming up this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you some ideas of some of the food that's going to be out there on Saturday. So essentially, you go out there and you find these food trucks who bring in their specialties and their signature dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Things like fish and chips, which is good, man. Chicken wings, Philly cheesesteak, flaming hot fries, funnel cakes, fried rice, barbecue nachos, deep fried bacon dogs, chili, strawberry nachos, barbecue egg rolls, smoked burgers, loaded tater tots, jalapeno popper burgers, voodoo fries, snow cones, ice cream, all of that in one location. And those are just a few of the headline type of items.
Goodness.
It's all going to be out there at Food Truck Fest 2019, which is a part of our Cornhole Classic. We're going to be doing it at Gamble Home, which is right there in the Farville Curve. Stop by, shop local park. It's going to be a great event. And again, lots of great food. And the deal is when you get out there and you see all this great food, you have to determine where you go first.
Yeah, you get to vote on it too, don't you?
Yeah, there's people's choice.
Yeah.
And then you see people walking by, you're like, ooh, where'd you get that? Because that's what you want to go for next. It's Food Truck Fest 2019. It's happening this weekend. And again, all of the information's on the website this morning.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
KFIN.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it's a new music edition of Country Music News, including a teaser for new stuff from Sam Hunt that's due out sometime this afternoon around 3 o'clock. The song is called Kinfolks, and this is what it sounds like. New stuff from Sam Hunt.
I want to introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown.
New stuff from Sam Hunt. You can check out the teaser on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog today.
Miranda Lambert has out a new song. It's called Tequila Does. Here's what it sounds like.
Cause he don't love me like tequila does. Nobody can.
From Miranda Lambert.
And Wild Card, her new album, is going to be out on November 1st.
All right, you can check out that song on the blog today. Also, new stuff from Luke Combs. This one's called What You See Is What You Get.
I'm a straight shooting, beer drinking, rule breaking. Don't think I won't take a good thing too far. I'm a midnight backsliding, getaway car driving, running away with your heart. I guess be careful. You wish for is all I meant when I said, what you see is what you get.
Also on the blog today, new stuff from Luke Combs.
And really cool story out with Tim McGraw. So you may know who Blanco Brown is. It's the guy that does this song right here.
Just follow after me. Yeah. Gonna do the two-step and cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down.
Song.
It has. The song's been huge. Well, Blanco's been a huge fan of Tim McGraw since he was little. The first song he remembers loving is Don't Take the Girl. So recently, Tim McGraw saw a story about Blanco growing up in Atlanta, spending the summers with his in the country with his family. And Blanco mentioned Don't Take the Girl was one of the first country songs that he ever liked from Tim McGraw. So when he heard that they were going to cross paths in Australia, he reached out. Here's what happened.
Same old boy, same sweet girl, see you down the road. He held her tight and kissed her lips in front of the picture show. Stranger came and pulled a gun, wrapped her by the arm, said if you do as I tell you to, there won't be any harm. And Johnny said, take my money, take my wallet, take my credit card. Here's the watch that my grandpa gave me. Here's the key to my car, Mr. Give It the World. But please don't take the girl.
We have it up on the BBITM blog. That's at kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can find out all about me being sick and what I will probably never eat again.
And that you are still sick.
Yeah, I think we found that out by about 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And now the entire workplace is worried I'm going to get everybody else sick.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Halloween and popular Halloween costumes, including an idea for Kelly and I, which involved, well, not a lot of clothes. We talk about the new plant burgers, which is a big deal right now, but mm-hmm. I have this big concern that maybe we've been eating these all along.
Because they don't look any different.
If you can create something that looks so much like a hamburger and still tastes like a hamburger, why haven't we already done this?
I know.
Anyway, we talk about that. We call my wife. She details, number one, why she thought we needed to have groceries delivered to the house mm-hmm. with me being sick. And also, she details a recent dream involving Janet Kramer.
You've even got your wife dreaming about her now.
It's the greatest day of my life. Anyway, all that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and at KFIN.com. And Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Tonight, we have Thursday Night Football. The New England Patriots host the New York Giants. The season premiere of Supernatural. The season premiere of Legacies. The season premiere of Temptation Island. Tonight's schedule also includes Grey's Anatomy, A Million Little Things, Evil, and How to Get Away with Murder.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.